Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start with COVID and what I think is a very, very good approach to beating it. New York City just announced that it will now require proof of vaccination for indoor dining, gyms, theater, and any indoor activity. In other words, you'll have your vaccination card. I have my vaccination card. When you went to be vaccinated, they should have given you a card with the date of the first vaccination, then the date of the second vaccination, with the initials of the nurse or whoever did it. And that is your vaccine passport. A lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want a vaccine passport. Well, guess what? If you're in New York City, you want to eat in a restaurant indoors, which starting in roughly the end of September or October that you will be doing, it's too cold to eat out on the sidewalk, you'll have one of those cards, or a gym, or a theater. You like Broadway? I like Broadway quite a bit. I love their shows. You're not going in one of their shows unless and until you can show that you were vaccinated. This goes into effect August 16. Today's August 4. It goes into effect 12 days from now. Or they won't start enforcing it till September 13. They're giving people roughly a month to get with the program here. Right now, 66% of adults in New York City are fully vaccinated. It's a nice high number. It really is for such a big city. Much better than Wisconsin, much better, certainly much better than the red states in the South, but even better than most areas in the country. So people are getting with the program. But if you're a tourist, a lot of their dining, a lot of their theaters depend on visitors, on out-of-state tourists. Get vaccinated if you're going to New York City and enjoying terrific restaurants and terrific theater. Now, some of this is spreading elsewhere. A guy I know, a friend of mine named Bob Bauman, who's an alderman in Milwaukee, has proposed that all city employees in Milwaukee, all city employees have to be vaccinated. And if they don't, if for some reason there's a medical reason or some cultural reason, and I want to talk about that in a second, they have to be tested very frequently, at least once a week, maybe twice a week, and they have to wear masks. And that is supposedly going to be the case with the UW system, although the legislature, the illegitimate gerrymandered legislature that gets under half the votes, but two-thirds of the seats in the assembly for the Republicans, are shutting down any anti-COVID enforcement at the UW, or they're proposing to, that isn't floated by and approved by Voss's people first. And when they're asked to approve it, it's very much like the Russian Duma, very much like Putin. They smile and they say, oh yes, we're going to put that on the agenda. Here it is. It's a long agenda, months in the future, and they just kill it by burying it. You know, I have a different approach on a lot of this stuff. I think it should be more hardcore than what I've just described. There's a terrific medical complex in Houston, Texas, Houston Methodist Hospital, which is a huge outfit, over 20,000 employees. And they mandated that anybody that has patient contact, in other words, doctors, nurses, techs, anybody, you know, fitting patients with gear, anesthesiologists, everybody, has to be vaccinated. And they put it into effect. They gave them plenty of time. And roughly 250 people said, we're not going to do it. And they fired them, and they should have fired them. I don't want a doctor or a nurse or a tech fussing around with me if I'm on an operating table or I'm in a doctor's office who hasn't been vaccinated. This Delta variant can apparently be communicated by people who have already been vaccinated. And the only reason that the Delta variant has sprung its ugly head is because over 40% of the people in this country are refusing to be vaccinated or aren't vaccinated. Then what happens is 40% of 300 and some million people is 120 some odd million people. That's a great breeding ground, a great playground for the virus to mutate. The virus doesn't have cognition. It doesn't have intent. But if you let it slosh around in a big enough pool, just random mutation is going to crop up with different kinds of viruses. And you have seen pictures of these viruses that have blown up, and they're sort of round like planets, and they look like they have these spiky, furry spikes coming off them. Well, one of them is going to develop a mutation where the spikes are half as long, twice as long, bent to the right, bent to the left, all sorts of things. Have no spikes, have a lot more spikes than most of the virus and all that. And one of them is going to evade the vaccines. Well, this one, fortunately, doesn't evade the vaccines. If you get vaccinated, you're not going to die. You're not going to go on a ventilator. And you almost certainly won't even have to be hospitalized. But the problem is you can pick it up and unknowingly communicate it to other people. So we've got to cut down on the playing pool, this pool that they can slosh around in and mutate and get people vaccinated. So I think what I would say in New York City is exactly right. You just don't go in an indoor restaurant or a theater unless you're vaccinated, period. Too bad. And I think what Bob Bauman should do in Milwaukee and government should do throughout the state, assuming Voss's people don't shut it down, is say you've got to be vaccinated if you are working for the city at all, drawing a paycheck, maybe unless you can show that what you're doing, you have no communication with the public and little or no communication with other employees. There aren't many people like that. And the UW, the same thing. Got to be vaccinated. The handful of people who say they don't want to be vaccinated, some of them have medical reasons. There are some women who are pregnant say, well, we don't know if the science shows right now that I can do it without hurting my baby. Now, that's legitimate. And I think there, the science can't show that. That is a legitimate concern. But this cultural business, you know, this is America, Jack. Assimilate, okay? I don't care what they did back 200 years ago, wherever your folks came from. This is America. You're going to get yourself vaccinated. You get yourself vaccinated quick. And I'd be very, very tough on it. Very, very tough on it. Anyway, good for New York City. Good for Bob Bauman. Good for Tommy Thompson, head of the UW system, putting in vaccinations, otherwise mandatory testing, and a lot of masking. And a lot of people don't want to straw up their nose every week to be tested. They don't want to wear a mask. Well, you know, the way not to do it, get yourself vaccinated. And there's a spillover to this. I said on the show yesterday, Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, who's causing some problems on the filibuster issue, lives on a riverboat, believe it or not, in the Washington, D.C. area. He had a hamburger and hot dog party for a bunch of the other senators he's friendly with. Five Democrats and two Republicans. The five Democrats are Mark Kelly of Arizona, Chris Coons of Delaware, Jackie Rosen of Nevada, Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, Maria Cantwell of Washington. Two Republicans, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and John Thune of South Dakota. It turned out that Lindsey Graham has COVID. So Lindsey Graham exposed all these people. Now, remember, there's an infrastructure bill coming up and they don't let them vote remotely. If Lindsey Graham has to quarantine because he has COVID, they'll test the others, but if any of them have COVID, they may not be able to vote either if that vote comes up quick. And there's five Democrats and only two Republicans. That would mean that there would be 48 Republican votes left and 45 Democratic votes. They each have 50-50. I'm not saying that will happen. I'm not saying that any of them other than Lindsey Graham have COVID. But Lindsey Graham exposed them. And that shows what can happen. I mean, these people are all vaccinated. Everybody I just described is vaccinated. But with the Delta variant, which was permitted to crop its ugly head and mutate at all in the first place, because 40% of the people in this country are not vaccinated or refuse to get vaccinated right now, because of that big pool for the virus to mutate around in and slosh around and play around in, it developed a variant that even vaccinated people can get. It won't kill them, won't put you in the hospital. You may not even know you have it. You may at most have a slight sniffle. So you should be vaccinated for your own sake. But if it busted through in this breakover business, then that is a concern. Fortunately, the instance of that happening is microscopically small. So the other good reason to get vaccinated is not only it won't kill you and put you on a ventilator, but your odds of even getting it to transmit it are just absurdly small. So it's all good. That's all good. But right now, I think we got to put the pressure. We've been talking about masks. Masks are important. We should keep talking about masks and requiring them. But how about vaccines? Require them. Require these people to get vaccinated. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.